WNYC and Columbia University recently offered a 6-week radio workshop to a group of Harlem-based teenagers. Students aged 12 to 19 learned to report, write, and produce radio stories, and also how to compose and take pictures at the Photographic Center of Harlem. The Harlem Radio and Photography Project was partially funded by the Open Society Institute. Its young participants were given the tools to find and tell the stories most important to them. This week, we thought we'd give you a chance to hear them. The first in our series is from the youngest member of the workshop, 12-year-old Antoine Basilio. He lives in East Harlem, where he's recently become a pirate radio host and activist. He's even gone so far as to contact Chairman Bill Kennard of the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC. Listen closely. His story begins very quietly.
Hi, it's me, Antoine. I must talk very quiet because we're in the library.
Every Thursday, I go to the library and pick out tapes I feel like playing over the airwaves today.
Going down the stairs.
Then I go to my secret location in East Harlem. I walk in, sit down at the mixer, and start my radio show.
It's WKDR. It's me, Antoine, back with the literature show. Today, I'm playing a selection of poems. I chose this selection of poems because I never did poems on the air before. I usually pick stories. The selection of poems is called The Dragons Are Singing Tonight by Jack Preclutzy.
Waiting, waiting, waiting for my dragon egg to hatch.
I do a show on WKDR called The Literature Show. I play books on tapes and sometimes rate them from 1 through 10. Pirate Radio lets me bring a lot of good books to the public.
Me and my man DJ Rex is going to comment on this now. DJ Rex, for the little kids out there, what did you think of this story?
These poems, they were interesting. They had music. It was lively music, and if kids get into things like that, and the voices were interesting, I think kids would like this.
WKDR stands for Kids Discover Radio. It's a low-power radio station. That means it only broadcasts as far as the housing projects it's located in. Rex is another DJ at our station. He is 19 and has just started his own show here. He calls himself a new pirate.
The whole pirate radio thing, it's yours, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can start up a little radio station and go out and broadcast and people can listen to it. You can say whatever you want, do whatever you want on there, and just don't slip up and say the wrong things or you get caught by the FCC.
How do you feel about the FCC? And let us know what the FCC is.
The FCC is like, I call them the radio police. Like, IRS will come and take your money if you try to cheat them on tax or whatever. FCC is like what regulates the whole system.
I wrote a letter to the chairman of the FCC to see if I could talk to him about why pirate radio is illegal.
I would like to have a meeting with you. My name is Antoine Basilio.
He made an appointment with me, but he canceled at the last minute because he had to meet with some cabinet members. A friend of mine who was a pirate radio activist thinks deep down inside Kennard was to legalize stations like ours, especially ones for kids.
The Dragons Are Singing Tonight by Jack Preclutzy.
Preclutzy. Very interesting stuff.
That was like some kind of lullaby.
A lullaby?
Like when kids go to sleep, how they have a lullaby.
Yeah.
I had that when I was little.
But at the same time, it's a story too. I don't know.
What do you think of my show?
I think your show is great because you are making literature accessible to people.
That's the woman who runs WKDR. Her radio name is Miss Pyramid.
When they hear that show and they hear you engaging with the literature, commenting on it, bringing guests, bring funny stories, or, you know, bringing them a whole array of different kinds of literature, it's like you're taking a book to their house through the airways.
You are free to pass unchallenged. Only if you dare.
Personally, I think a show like mine is important because I am trying to bring the literacy rate up in the projects by showing people how good literature can be. I hope Chairman Kennard will understand what I am trying to do.
I think this was a very good selection of poems that I picked. I think for you kids out there, you should ask your parents to go to the nearest public library. And I would like to ask my friend DJ Rex right here if he would like to have when he if he would like to add anything.
It's good stuff, good stuff. I enjoyed it.
All right, thank you, DJ Rex. We are out of here for now.
No problem.
Peace.
For WNYC and the Harlem Radio and Photography Project, I am Antoine Basilio.